Happy Friday, everyone. This is Keith at Which For You with a roundup of the latest news stories from this week. Mark Carney has been appointed as the new Governor of the Bank of England. The Governor of the Central Bank of Canada and Chairman of the Financial Stability Board will replace Mervyn King next July. The 47-year-old Canadian national will become the first overseas governor in the bank's history. Chancellor George Osborne described Carney as the outstanding banker of his generation and the most qualified person in the world to be the Bank of England's governor. The government has denied that talks with insurers have collapsed over measures that will allow people in high-risk areas of flooding to insure their homes affordably. The news comes after another wave of flooding affected 800 homes, mostly in southwest England. The Association of British Insurers says that up to 250,000 homes could struggle to insure their properties next year when the current deal with the government to provide flood insurance expires. Mortgage approvals in October have reached their highest level since January. Figures from the Bank of England show that mortgage approvals for house purchases rose by 5% from September to just under 53,000. Remortgages also increased by 2.7% from the previous month. The figures suggest that the bank's funding for lending scheme is continuing to have a positive effect upon the housing market. And finally,
Stewie. Hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh, well, all right then.
A U-turn by ministers will allow the new financial regulator to cap the interest rates charged on payday loans. Changes in the Financial Services Bill will allow the Financial Conduct Authority to set limits on how much payday lenders can charge.
Where's my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man?
Lenders have been investigated by the Office of Fair Trading this year amid concerns that they are using aggressive debt collecting methods.
Feel good? That feel good?
And failing to undertake stringent checks before advancing their high-cost loans. Though such loans are usually short-term and are taken out over a maximum of 30 days, the annual interest rates can exceed 4,000%.
You got till 5 o'clock, you hear me? You got till 5 o'clock!
For the latest news and product updates, remember to visit us at whichforyou.co.uk.